This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The opening pasuk of the parasha discusses the divrei teichacha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael at the end of his life. Ela hadvarim asher diber Moshe Klal Yisrael be'iver hayarden ba'amidbar ba'arava ma'al suf bein paran uvein toifel v'lavan v'chatzeirois v'dizahav. So Rashi says, what does this refer to? V'chatzeirois refers to the argument against Korach. The argument with Korach, the machlokes with Korach. V'dizahav refers to the chedo egal. So the question is obvious, it's out of order. Why was Moshe mechiach them about the machlokes with Korach before he was mechiach them about the chedo egal? The chedo egal certainly happened before the episode of Korach. Says the Rebbe of Heschel, Heschel of Krakow, who was one of the kadmonim who lived in the city of Krakow. He says that Rashi tells us in Parshas Yisroel on the pasuk Anoichi and V'layil, Rashi wants to know why was it written B'lashon Yachid. So Rashi says this was ultimately the sanegar for Klal Yisrael for the Chedo Egal. So that when Moshe is Mechiach them, why'd you do this? Klal Yisrael could say, you never told us we're not a survivor of the Zara. Hashem told you you're not a survivor of the Zara. You're not a serve idols, Moshe. We're allowed to serve idols. That's why Rashi, that's how Rashi explains why the first two Dibros were written B'lashon Yachid, to give some kind of defense for Klal Yisrael. That's why when Moshe came to defend Klal Yisrael, he said, Lama yechar abcha b'yamecha, lo yitziviso lohem lo yiyalochem elohim achirem. That's Rashi. So it comes out that the truth is, Bnei Yisrael could really get off the hook for the Chedo Egal, because they could say, Hashem never commanded them, Hashem commanded Moshe. However, by the Chedo of Korach, says the Rebbe of Heschel in the Chanukah Satorah, Korach v'Adosai said, Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. The whole congregation, they're all holy. Says Rashi, Kulam shamu dvarim b'sinai mipi agvura. Everybody heard the words of the Almighty at Sinai. So it comes out that through the episode of Korach, it was Nisgala, that the Sanega, that the defense for Klal Yisrael, for the Chedo Egal, was a flimsy one, since if Klal Yisrael was going along with Korach, based on the machlokes that Hashem spoke to everyone, that removes their Sanegoria for the Chedo Egal. Therefore, Moshe was Mechiach them first for the Chedo of Korach, and then for the Chedo Ho'egal. Says Rabbi Reb Heschel, it was through Chatzeirois, it was through the Chedo of Korach, that it was revealed that they sinned with the Zahav, that they sinned with the Egel.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.